This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. President Bush meets today with Mexico's President Vicente Fox in Texas. The two presidents and the Prime Minister of Canada are holding a summit on strengthening economic and security ties. Another matter that's expected to surface is immigration. It's one of the main issues of common concern for the U.S. and Mexico. President Bush has proposed a temporary worker program that would allow Mexicans and others to come here legally to work. Some Republicans oppose the idea, but many businesses say that without guest workers, they could go under. Eric Kneeler has this report from Huppers Island, Maryland.
Here on Chesapeake Bay, the crab season doesn't start until April, when the water warms up. Jack Brooks and his family have been processing crab meat in this cannery since the 1890s.
Well, there's no water. We cook them with dry steam, actually, saturated steam, so come on in. This is the crab picking, mechanical crab picking line that was developed by my father and some friends of his who were competitors and friends, and that's the way a lot of this industry is. We're all small business, and while we're competitors, we still work a lot together.
The 54-year-old Brooks explains how the crabs are cleaned.
And they go through a series of saws and brushes where they cut the legs off, break the back shell off, brush off the gills and the viscera of the crab, and they give a little wash. So when they come out the end, they're ready to be picked.
Brooks needs about 65 workers to sit on an assembly line to pick the soft meat out of the shell. But as the labor force here has gotten older, Brooks and Maryland's two dozen other crab processors have been forced to look elsewhere for help.
We've gone to the local detention centers and try to get people on work release, and with not too much luck at all, we've gone to different handicap organizations and try to get people.
Finding nobody, Brooks and the rest of the crab industry turned to Mexico. Under the Department of Labor's H-2B program, several thousand Mexican workers, mostly young women, are allowed to come here for 6 months each crab season. They are given subsidized housing and pay incentives. When fall comes, they have to take a bus back home. Brooks says the program takes more paperwork, but he prefers it to the alternative.
We don't want to hire illegal people. I mean, we want to keep it legal and above board. These people who come and visit us and work, they're not immigrants because they return.
One of these workers is 28-year-old Marcelino Hernando Chavez. Back home in central Mexico, he drives a bus. Here, he makes $6.50 an hour getting the crab machines ready for the season. Chavez says he likes working in the U.S. legally. Chavez says he can go around freely. He says people who come here illegally are always worried about the immigration police, and sometimes they don't get hired because they don't have papers. Jack Brooks feels relieved to get Chavez and the other guest workers, but Brian Hall doesn't feel so lucky. Hall is the fourth generation in his family to process crabs on a tiny sliver of Hooper's Island. For the past 12 years, Hall has brought in 25 guest workers from Mexico. Not anymore.
We don't have any labor pool, and I have probably 20 crabbers, and each one has a helper that work for me. And without the H-2B workers to process the crabs, I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Hall lost out because the government filled its 66,000-person quota in early January. In recent years, there's been more scrutiny of companies who hire illegal immigrants, so many more firms are now taking advantage of the guest worker program. Since January, Hall and the other Maryland crab processors have been lobbying Congress.
The governor needs to step up and get a hold of the President of the United States or something and declare a state of emergency, because this is a state of emergency. I mean, we're in dire straits right now.
Maryland's crab industry lost out because it is a spring and summer business. But winter industries, like Aspen Ski Company, did just fine. Jim Lang is vice president for human resources. He hired 200 guest workers this winter to run the chairlifts, babysit kids, and even teach ski lessons.
I think the reason that people are using the program is because it works. It works very well for us. It was designed for seasonal or peak load type industries and businesses, and that's exactly what we are.
People like Lang were able to get their workers because they could apply in October when the Department of Labor opens the program. Industries like the crab business lose out because, under the law, companies can only ask for workers 3 months before the season begins. Congressman Jeff Flake, an Arizona Republican, is co-author of a new immigration bill to be introduced next month. He says the guest worker program needs fixing.
It's just not big enough, and we need more categories. We need more workers to be able to come. Absent that, we'll continue to have a lawless environment and people working in the shadows.
The right incentives just don't exist for many U.S. employers, argues Laura Villasenor, a policy analyst in Phoenix who is studying the guest worker program. She says the program is both costly and bureaucratic.
It's going to have to be far more appealing for them to use guest workers than to use labor that's readily available. And in the case of, you know, Arizona and the border states, that would be oftentimes illegal labor.
Back on Hooper's Island, it's not just the seafood companies that are upset. Other businesses, like Frank King's General Store, say they will suffer too.
Take care, Eddie. Tiffany, I need to put this money in the drawer.
King sells goods to both the Mexican workers and the local crab fishermen.
It's going to be a big hurt to this community, and I don't know if the community will survive it.
King says the Mexican workers keep the tiny island's economy going.
You know, they're part of our community. You know, they're just like our neighbors because they're here every year. And the thing is, these people have been coming before all this happened, before 9-1-1, before all this legislation was passed and all that. These have been the same people for 10 or 12 years. We trust them.
So far, congressional support for the crab industry's plight is limited. Maryland's congressional delegation introduced a bill to split the guest worker quota evenly between winter and summer businesses. It would also grandfather in guest workers who have been here for at least 3 years. But House Republican leaders say they don't want to raise the limit. If anything is to be done about immigration, it's up to President Bush. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.
For photos of the Chesapeake Bay crab industry, go to our website, npr.org. And stay tuned for more on immigration and the President's Guest Worker Program.